the safety of our people. And I want to emphasize throughout everything you're going to hear from us that we want to put safety first in all we do. And that comes down to the decisions of everyday New Yorkers. Projection of 1,500 yesterday. We have in grand total of all vehicles with plowing capacity over 2,300. And we'll be bringing in, on top of that, 250 pieces of additional equipment from other city agencies. Our colleagues at Department of Transportation got ahead of this storm and are continuing to do work literally as we speak, filling potholes in advance of the storm. Over 1,000 filled already, plan to fill 800 more today. To minimize the impact of the storm. In addition, in terms of protecting our citizens, we are adding 40% more ambulances this afternoon and evening, and FDNY will be adding an additional 500 staff. 500 FDNY members will be on duty in addition to our normal complement. All of the city agencies have been working very, very hard over these last days to prepare. I want to thank them all for their conscientious work. I remind you, particularly for sanitation, which has the responsibility for clearing our roads, for Department of Transportation, which has responsibility for coordinating everything about the upkeep of our roads. They have 6,000 miles of streets to cover, the equivalent of going from here to Los Angeles and back. And they're going to have to do that work constantly under intense pressure. And that's, again, why I say to all my fellow New Yorkers, we can help by getting out of the way of the sanitation vehicles, by getting out of the way of the emergency vehicles so they can do their job.